Hey everybody, I hope you all are doing well and still enjoying your time at home during the lockdown. And today I just want to remind you of a very important thing that we need to do as believers, something that we need to guard against and something that is so important in every season, but especially when we face bad things or when we go through a storm. And that is, we need to watch our words. We need to make sure that we speak life and that we never speak death. The Bible says in Proverbs 18:21, that death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Another translation says, words are so powerful that they either produce life or death. And the Bible says in Matthew 6:33 that we can take a thought by speaking it. So the way that you give a thought power, the way that you make that thought a real thing in your life, is by speaking it aloud. So even when you have a negative thought running through your mind, you can resist that thought and reject it by not speaking it aloud, but by instead speaking the truth of God's word. It's so important that we speak life over our finances, over our health, over our families, and over our country, especially during this time. So make it a priority in your life. Make a firm decision in your heart about that you are not going to speak anything negative, but you're only going to speak life. You might not be able to stop all negative thoughts from running through your head, but you can make a decision that you're not going to speak anything negative, but instead you're only going to speak what God says in His Word, and you are going to speak life. Even if you are facing challenges with your finances or your health, or you know of people, loved ones that might be struggling, don't speak death over them. Speak life and continue to speak the Word of God and His promises over them. Even if it doesn't seem like what God promises is happening in the natural realm, we can still speak it. And as we do, we will give life and we will speak life over those circumstances, and they will start to change. So continue to speak life over everything in your life, and including our country. God bless you.